Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab Computer Systems. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and we will do our best to help you out with your computer issues. And as usual and customary, we do talk about technology news that we find interesting. One of the things I found interesting is the UK rail system. If you wanted to go and look to see if your train was on time in the UK, there was a message, a dialogue box that popped up and said, we're doing a Windows, an Office 365 update. you have to hit OK to continue. Now, you might ask yourself why a train schedule would need Office 365. And the answer to the question is, of course you don't need Office 365 on your train schedule, but the ding-a-lings in the UK somehow paid for licenses they don't need. Huh. Sounds like something the government would do. So they found themselves with all these warning messages on their train schedule windows saying, you have to update 365. And so they may want to go back and just see how many licenses they purchased from the boys at Microsoft and girls, because you're buying more licenses than you need, renting them for the lifetime of a computer that is not going to use the product ever. You can't make it up, but that is how the cloud works. They try to rent you as much stuff as they can that you won't use. The more they do it, the more money they make, and they're happy.
It's called a revenue stream.
Exactly. So I'll put a link up here for you. You can't make it up. It is quite funny to see. What else you got, Bob?
Okay. T-Mobile says it blocked 1 billion scam calls.
A billion.
And that's just over the past 18 months.
Wow.
T-Mobile says that it's ready to block more scam calls.
Nice.
On Thursday, the wireless carrier said it had integrated new spoof identification technology into its network to better guard customers against scam calls.
Nice.
The customer also said it'll comply with the FCC's request to employ technology that'll detect illegal caller ID spoofing.
Nice.
T-Mobile has blocked more than 1 billion calls over the past 18 months, according to the company's release. And it marked an additional 6 billion as likely scam calls.
6 billion?
That's correct.
That's an awful lot of scam calls.
T-Mobile is working with First Orion, a company that provides call management and protection for T-Mobile Metro by T-Mobile and others, to detect scam calls. This is an industry-wide issue, T-Mobile CEO John Legere said in a release. When the other guys join us in adopting FCC standards, every consumer will be better protected. Almost half of U.S. phone calls will be scams by 2019, said a report from First Orion. The percentage of scam calls in the U.S. increased from 3.7% last year to 29.2% this year, and
wow,
it's predicted to rise to 44.6% next year. One of the most popular methods scammers use to trick people into picking up the phone is called neighborhood spoofing, where they disguise their numbers with a local prefix so people presume the calls are safe to answer. And I was talking to somebody about this a couple of weeks ago, and they said that they were getting one of those calls from somebody and they were using their number.
They spoofed themselves.
No, I know.
You don't get a call from yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's crazy.
FCC,
that's how email phishing works too, by the way. You can spoof emails the same way the calls are.
Oh, yeah. So the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, sent letters to the heads of AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, Google, and others on Monday, urging them to adopt a call authentication system that would combat illegal caller ID spoofing. You know, we all get it.
Of course. That makes perfect sense to do that.
Right.
Hopefully the FCC's request
will be. Well, when I get them?
Yeah.
Is when I'm on my back underneath somebody's desk working on a computer.
Yes. All right. In other news, the U.S. Secret Service is warning ID thieves are abusing the USPS, the United States Postal Service's mail scanning service. So believe it or not, the bankrupt Postal Service has a service called informed delivery, Bob. Did you know this? So with informed delivery, if you sign up for this service, the U.S. Postal Service will scan a picture of the mail you're going to receive. Like you care. Most of the mail we receive is junk anyways. But they're going to scan the information, you know, the letters or whatever you're getting so that you can log on and see what's coming your way, Bob. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mishi, can you say white elephant?
It's ridiculous. It's insanity. So you sign up for this service, and of course the bad guys are signing up for the service as Bob Shorey. And they're going to say, oh, I see Bob's getting a credit card offer. I'm going to sign up for that. Oh, I see Bob's getting this, or I see Bob's getting that. So these ID thieves are using this service that literally nobody wants. Why do you care when it's coming via snail mail a couple days before it gets to you? Why would you possibly care?
Most mail gets to you within 3 days anyway.
Yeah. So you're going to literally log on to see if you're getting I'm sure there's some dingling out there that wants this service. But heck, I could actually forego mail every other day if you wanted to and just, you know, save the mail carriers from coming out to my post box to every other day. You'd be able to cut the mail carriers in half if we did that. But I digress. If you really think informed delivery is a value, I'm going to put this link up here from Krebs on Security. The bad guys are signing up for the service for you and then tracking what's coming towards you and then stealing your identity or taking your credit card you just got and stealing it out of your mailbox because they knew it was coming.
I think they could reduce the delivery days to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays.
Yeah, for half of their routes, and then Tuesday, Thursdays, and whatever, Fridays. For the other half, you could reduce the carriers by half, and nobody would notice the difference. But that's a whole other issue. The U.S. Post Office has got so many problems. Now they've got some service that nobody wants that the bad guys are using to actually check what's coming in your mailbox and then pull it out of your mailbox before you get home.
Well, like most government agencies like to spend money they don't have.
It's crazy. It is crazy. So we'll put a link up here for you, and you can read about this ridiculous service that nobody wants from the U.S. Post Office. How do they have money for this anyways? Why would they want to scan it and have you – what kind of service is that? It's crazy.
Well, I think – keep crying to the people in power in the government, the Senate and the House, yeah, saying that we're losing money, we need more money, we need more taxpayer money, yeah, and they don't say why, because the programs like this
is ridiculous. So the Secret Service is warning us about the U.S. Postal Service's service. You can't make it up. One government agency warning us about another government agency service that a bad guys are using it to steal your identity. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just turn off the service. All right. What else you got, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Lots of news from China.
Oh, yes. What's going on in China?
Secret cryptocurrency mining gets Chinese principal fired.
Oh, my goodness. What was he doing?
Teachers reportedly had been suspicious about a whirring noise going on all day and all night.
Really?
Do they live day and night in those schools?
Maybe. They get no place else to live.
24/7?
It's better than living in the closet they were living in okay. China in the communist apartment.
A Chinese principal lost his job after hidden cryptocurrency mining machines were found sucking up his school's electricity.
Wait a minute. Why is he needs money? I thought he's given all the money he needs by the government.
It's not money. It's cryptocurrency.
Well, it's true. It is fake money. It is fake money. But doesn't he get real fake money from the communist government?
I didn't print it, but I saw another article about some companies where they're only going to do business with cryptocurrency.
Oh, great. That's all we need.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So this guy literally fired up cryptocurrency mining on the school's computers.
So the Ethereum mining devices were discovered after teachers at the school in the southeastern Hunan province got suspicious about the whirring noise they were hearing all day and all night, the BBC reported.
Well, how would
Friday.
He need more money? I mean, it's a socialist, it's a communist utopia in China. Well, how could he need more money?
Well,
everyone's fine. Well, that's a crazy thing. I can't believe he's even taking any kind of initiative to make more money. It just seems completely...
He's a government bureaucrat.
Well, that's exactly his life. This is so bizarre.
Cryptocurrency mining becomes more lucrative as you add computational power.
Sure.
But that sucks up a lot of power.
It does.
The operation resulted in the school getting hit with a 14,700 yuan,
right,
which is $2,100 U.S., electricity bill.
Increase, yeah.
Yes. So Li Hua, the principal, allegedly installed 8 mining machines in his school's computer room between the summers of 2017 and 2018. He apparently brought his vice principal in on the scheme, and a 9th machine was added in January.
These guys are not making enough money in their system. They need to mine. That's a very capitalist approach.
How does this mining work? It just goes out there and just creates money?
It creates money out of thin air.
Yeah, wow. That's cool.
Yeah,
I like some of that value. I can probably hold it in my hand.
Yeah, no, you can't. So you got fired, huh?
So, yeah, and this reportedly overloaded the school's computer network and interfered with teaching, resulting in Lee's firing in October, an official warning for the vice principal and the seizure of profits from the operation by local authorities.
Well, of course. The government's taking that away.
Yeah.
No, it was theirs anyways.
It was their money. So back in March, a pair of Australian Bureau of Meteorology employees got in trouble over allegedly using government computers to mine cryptocurrency.
Well, because that's the beauty of weather folks. They don't have to be exactly accurate. So if they can use some of the CPU cycles to mine fake money, why not?
So Apple and Google banned cryptocurrency mining on their devices over the summer.
That's very smart of Apple and Google. I just can't find it. I just can't imagine why this guy in China would find it so necessary, because he's a part of the machine. You know, he's getting paid his whatever due. Why would he want to make more money in China? He should be perfectly
think
off.
About it. People can go out.
Yeah.
They can buy a bunch of computers, put them in their house, and start mining cryptocurrency.
Sure, fake money.
Okay, yeah, but they'll spend more money on electricity than they actually make mining.
Making fake money.
We'll post a link to that.
Not very ingenious of that guy. Well, we'll put a link up here for you guys. Yeah, everything we talked about, we'll post links to, and anything that comes up throughout the show, we'll post links to Computer Talk with Tab. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you go to Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, and if Mark Zuckerberg deems our news worthy, it might get to your news feed. And, of course, if you follow us on Twitter at Tab Computer Sys, it'll get to that news feed as well. We have two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Andrew and Angela, hang on. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we've got two lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Angela's in Hartford and wants to explain to me why Informed Delivery is a good service, or she uses it. Hey, Angela, what's up?
Hi, it's Sandra calling.
Oh, Sandra. Oh, he put Angela. Yes. Matt's having a rough morning.
That's okay. I'm calling because I use that service.
Do you?
First of all, they give it to you. You get that about 8 o'clock in the morning when coming to your mailbox.
Yep.
And I have my home address, but I also have a post office box, which I use for personal mail.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that you don't have to go to the post office if there's no mail that came that day.
Oh, sure. I can see that if you want to not go to the post office. And the post office box is safer than your mailbox.
Yes, that's true.
But for those people who where the bad guy logs in is Sandra from Hartford and put your address in and then watch whatever mail you're getting and then swing by your mailbox.
You have to set up an account in order to do that.
I know.
So
the bad guys do it.
I don't think you can have two accounts on the same address.
Right. The thing about it, though, Angela, is very few people are going to use this service. So the bad guys know that, and they just pick an area, pick a neighborhood, and sign up for your service even because you're not going to use it, and then they watch your mail. Now, in your case, you're fine.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's not so nice, is it?
No, it's not. And the Secret Service is warning about that because that's what the bad guys are doing, and the U.S. Post Office is making it nice and easy for them so that the bad guys can sit and get a nice email at 8 o'clock in the morning saying, hey, Eric in Southington's getting a credit card offering. I'm going to go to his mailbox before he even knows it's coming.
Yes, or
isn't
a
that,
check.
Or a check or whatever.
Social Security check.
Yeah.
Then what everyone should do is everyone should sign up for it themselves, and then they won't have to worry that somebody else is going to take that address.
Well, you understand that that's impractical and almost impossible, so the better solution is to remove the service, and of course, you'll have to stop by the post office every now and again, but I would prefer they would turn off this quote-unquote feature versus make everybody sign up for the silly thing.
Yeah, well, I guess it's hard to protect ourselves from the creeps.
It is, but the government's making it easier for the creeps.
All right,
Angela, but thank you for letting us know why you use it.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That makes good sense if you really want to know whether or not you need to hop down to the post office. But It's not that much of a big feature as far as I'm concerned, if that's the only reason you're using it. Right. But that's what she's using
it for. So I can see if I have a bill, I don't want to go pick it up. But if I have a check, I want to rush down.
Yeah, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Three lines open on this Saturday morning. Feel free to get online. We're going to go to Andrew in Glastonbury next. Morning, Andrew.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure.
Once in a while, I get these ads from AOL.
Mm.
It's a service called System Mechanic, and they promise to restore maximum speed, power, and stability for your PC.
Yeah.
Boost internet speed by optimizing connection settings, remove mm-hmm. internet traces, fixes over 30,000 different PC problems, mm-hmm. junks, and cleans your slow PC
mm-hmm.
for like $5 a month. Is this legitimate, or are there any procedures I can do on my own to make sure that my PC is working
okay.
as fast as it can?
All right, so they're going to do that for $5 a month?
Yeah.
So I'll do it. If you want to have me do that for you for $5 a month, you can send the check to. No, I'm just kidding. So basically, that's kind of a scam. There really is no changes you need to do to optimize your internet connection other than make sure you're getting what you're paying for, and you can do that with a simple speed test. What happens with computers is they get hit with malware. And the reason they get hit with malware is because people surf to places they shouldn't surf, whether it be inappropriate places, any place that might deliver malware to your machine. Generally, it's the places you would have guessed. I don't have to say it to you as far as where you might go. But those places are going to deliver malware to your system. When malware is on your system, what happens is it chews up CPU cycles, right, and slows your computer down. That's why it's slow. So if you use the services we've talked about for free, like OpenDNS, you're much less likely to find yourself in a bad area of the internet. And then if you use a tool like Malwarebytes occasionally to run a scan on your system to see if it's been hit by anything every now and again, that's all you got to do. You don't need to pay anybody $5 a month to do that. It's baloney is what it is.
Well, that's a nice revenue stream for the scammer, whoever it is.
I know. I need to come up with my own email that says, I'll make sure your computer is running as fast as possible, which you can't even discern between what is fast and what's not fast. And just pay me $5 a month. I mean, what a great deal.
What about the cookies? Somebody said that if you clean out the cookies in your...
In your browser? Yeah.
Then it's faster that way?
Not really.
Depends on what size your cache is set to.
And it depends on the ability of your computer to operate. If you've got an i3 machine which barely has enough horsepower to bring up a browser. Cookies could affect it, but cleaning out your cookies every now and again you can do yourself by just clearing your cookies within the browser itself. You don't need to pay somebody $5 a month for a tool that says it's going to do it. So it's just basic things. I mean, they're all these IT companies in the cloud are trying to convince you to pay them forever for nothing. It's a great deal. Anything unlimited, right? I'll give you, these cellular companies have different types of unlimited plans. How can any different type of plan be different types of unlimited? The word unlimited is a singular thing.
Well, you got different limits on the unlimited plans.
It's kooky. Yeah, it's crazy. So they're always trying to get you to pay monthly for this stuff, Andrew. So if you just follow the prescriptions that we've been giving you for the past 20 years, you shouldn't have to do that.
Very good.
All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it, Andrew. Thanks for calling. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about will be posted, tweeted, and Facebooked. And, of course, don't forget, you can always listen to us on HD. Nothing like hearing Geek Talk on full FM high definition on 96.5 HD2. I swear, if you listen to Ray Dunaway on that channel, he sounds like Optimus Prime. It is amazing. You got to do it. Listen to the Dunaway Show on HD2. And it's like you're listening to Optimus Prime. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's get right to your calls. We've got Jim in Bristol next. Good morning, Jim. What's up?
Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks.
I'm having an issue
mm-hmm.
with Windows 7. The issue is that in my my bottom row and my folders icon.
Yeah.
Periodically, when I click on that, all right, and the window comes up, in the left column, nothing is there. The only thing that I have right now is libraries and a home group. You click on libraries, and on the left side, there's all I have is documents, music, pictures, and videos, and it's there's no folder icon visible. It just looks like a blank piece of paper. After I restart the computer, everything comes back to normal. I have a full I have a full roster on the left hand side where I can access all the C drives, any of the memory sticks, or I've got an outboard 1 terabyte drive that I use for storage. That all shows up, but after a few hours or so with the computer being on, or if it's on standby, it all disappears.
That's weird.
And I can't access it. It's like I gotta shut it down. I gotta reboot it, and then it's there again.
That's bizarre.
All right, so I was wondering if you guys could help me out here.
Yeah, Bob, you think you have an idea for this?
Yeah, I think if you open it up, and you don't see it, if you click on it.
It's open now. I don't see it all the time.
All right.
Okay. If you click on up at the upper menu, you'll see it says File, Home, Share, and View.
File, Home, Share, and View. Okay.
Right at the top, right under the title bar.
Right under the title bar.
You see where it says, it'll say File Explorer, it'll say File, Home.
No, none of that is showing up. You see, under the title bar, all I have is Organize and New Library.
So you don't see File, File Explorer, you don't see Home, Share, View, nothing?
No.
Okay.
None of that is on that bar.
Okay.
I've got the address bar above.
All right. No, wait. Okay. Right. Now, there's a little icon in the upper left-hand corner that shows like a little folder. You see that?
In the
In the window.
In the window.
The very top of the window, right up in the title bar. Does it say File Explorer?
No. I have the only icon, folder icon that I have is in the actual, what do you call it?
The window?
No, not the window. It's not in the window.
So in other words,
you don't see File Explorer when you're trying to show your files. You don't see any of that. You don't see File, Home, nothing.
No. Okay. I don't. I see Group, Home, and, I got favorites. I got libraries and Group, Home.
But that's in the left pane. That's down lower. I'm talking about all the way up at the very top bar.
And that's what I'm talking about, too. In the left-hand side where all of the folders would be displayed.
Okay, and I think you're still too low.
Too low.
Too low, yes.
Right up above that, in the bar, I have Organizer. That's it. Up above that is the address bar. Okay.
And what's above that?
Above that is nothing except for the extreme right-hand corner, which is my my minimize, expander, and close icons. Above that, now I understand what you're saying. No, none of that is visible up in the upper left-hand corner.
So if you right-click on the start bubble there, if you right-click and go to File Explorer.
Open Windows Explorer. That's
fine.
What I have.
Yeah. Okay. Right click. Open Windows Explorer. When you bring up that window, you don't see the word File Explorer.
No, but what it did is it brought up all the icons in the left hand.
It brought it up correctly.
It brought it up correctly.
Ah. Okay. So there's two. So, there's two thoughts here, Jim. Don't know why it's doing this to you. Whichever way you're getting to it.
Okay.
But the way I get to my File Explorer generally is by right-clicking on that little bubble and choosing File Explorer. You could have a problem in your Windows 7 operating system where it's, because obviously you do, where it disappears after a period of time. That makes utterly no sense whatsoever. There's no logical reason I can think of as to why it would do that. But if you always right-click in the bubble like I just showed you and yeah. always get your icons. Just test that out for a little while.
All right.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Now, the other thing is that I've got a progress bar all the way up at the top now, mm-hmm. and it is extremely slow in loading.
Ah, so what's happening here is it's caching and showing you what's in your on your hard drive, but your system shouldn't be that dog slow. It should be almost an right. instant display. So the other issue is, because this is acting so bizarrely, is you could have malware in the background chewing up all your CPU cycles, and the reason it's acting so bizarre is because it's too busy working on some malicious activity to show you your drive information.
Okay, makes sense.
Sadly, it does. I wish it didn't, but I think it does. So have you run Malwarebytes on your machine?
Malwarebytes. Is it installed?
Well, you'd have to download it from somewhere. We'll put a link over at Computer Talk with Tab. Generally, it's free, and I would run a scan on your system. And you should also go to your task manager. If you when you have this problem, click on Control Alt Delete, and yeah. bring up Task Manager and take a look to see if your CPU is pegged at 100%, because your system is just not responding in a way we'd expect it to. That's why you're giving this you're getting these weird results. And for it to for it to paint so slowly like it is for you when you simply do a right click to tell to ask the computer what you have for files. Considering okay. that's the thing it does, that's the primary function of a computer is to show you what it's got.
Right.
If that process is really slow, it could mean you have a background malicious file, a malicious program running, or even more sadly, your hard drive could be failing. Have you backed up your system?
Yeah, most of the most of everything does a regular backup to the outboard 1 terabyte drive.
Okay.
I've got it, you know, through the Norton backup process. It's backing up to that drive.
Okay. Do you disconnect that drive when it's done backing up?
Do I disconnect it?
Yes.
No, I should.
Yeah, because it could be compromised by the malware we're talking about.
I get it. Yes.
So let's hope it's not. But run Malwarebytes. So it could be one of two things. Your machine is failing, the drive is failing, and it's not capable of painting the information on your screen because it's having a hard time discerning it. Or okay. you've got malware in the background running, causing the machine to just be dog slow while you ask that request. Like I said, go to Task Manager and see if you've got your CPU pegged or your drive pegged at 100% utilization. Go ahead, Bob.
You may be crypto mining without your knowledge.
Mining.
You're not. I hope you're not.
Well, let me turn my miner's lamp on.
Something's, yeah, well, believe it or not, there are malwares out there because it's easier instead of tricking you into giving them a gift card, they can have your machine make mine fake money. They can make more money because they're not using their power or using yours.
Yeah, I get it. All right, so go to Task Manager and see what the CPU is doing.
Yeah, see what the CPU or hard drive is doing. See if they're pegged at 100%. That would be a good indication right. of malware.
All right, download the malware
Bytes. Malwarebytes.
Okay.
Yep.
Malwarebytes.
It'll be on Computer Talk. Yep.
Yep, I'll go there. And if not, then pray like hell that I haven't corrupted the hard drive and I can get all the information off before it crashes.
Well, yeah, make sure it's backed up. How old's the machine?
The machine is about, 5 years old?
Okay, it served you well. 5 years is a good amount of time. 5 to 6 years out of a computer is a good amount.
Well, I got one that's 15. It's doing me just super well with all my music stuff.
So wow.
It's still operating very nicely.
It's got to be XP.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It was state of the art at the time, too.
Sure.
I mean, it does very nicely with okay. all the music programming and everything.
All right. So, well, back it up. Right, now guys. That you've talked about it, it's going to quit on you.
Let's hope not. All right. I thank you for your input.
All right, Jim.
And I'll go to the website and get that done.
Very
thank
good.
You guys.
Yeah, good luck. Let us know how it turns out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sure. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, yeah, when your machine is acting that funky, there's something weird going on behind in the background. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got Lyndon and Weathersfield. Three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11. Feel free to get online. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Coming up at 11, Dr. Lessie will be in with Healthy Rounds to give you a second opinion on your health advice. So let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Linda in Wethersfield next. Hey, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I have a friend that last year began having problems with his email, and mm-hmm. we've been trying to figure it out, and we can't.
Okay.
What happens is, if he were to send me an email from his Yahoo Mail account,
oh boy, yeah.
Yeah. It comes up with an address, and it instead of having his name, it says Daum Mail, D-A-U-M Mail. When you... So in my inbox, it shows DAUM mail with the registered trademark mm-hmm. sign next to it. Mm-hmm. If I open it up, it has that. Then it shows his email address.
That's now, your problem, not his.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well,
you're the recipient. He's sending it from Yahoo, and your system is seeing it as something else. Believe it or not, there is something called Daum Mail.
Okay.
It's something you might have downloaded. Let's say some sort of Chinese mail system.
Yes,
well,
it is.
That's what we've been doing. But other people have had the same thing from him, too. So that's why we thought it was something like his outgoing Yahoo Mail settings in his account.
It's not his outbound system is not as powerful to do that to you.
Okay.
It is how your system is discerning his address. So let's say you inadvertently... put him instead of, let's say his name is Bob Smith, right. in your contacts, you could have inadvertently connected him to Betty White. And you would receive email from him, even though he's Bob Smith. If you connected his mailbox or his email address to Betty White, it would show up as Betty White. Right? That's your problem, not his. That's his. It's your fault. And so in your system, we're trying to figure out where, it's the first Korean email system. this is crazy. Why would you have a Korean email system where you're getting an email that it says it's from Daum Mail? That is bizarre. Out of Yahoo. And you're sure you don't have... Is this on a regular computer, Linda?
Yeah. Yep. And it's running Windows 10.
All right.
And if he sends me something from Windows Mail...
It's fine.
That doesn't show up.
Right. Same address? Or is
yep.
it... Is Windows Mail is the same address he's from Yahoo versus Daum Mail? Versus the Yahoo mailbox, or does he have two separate boxes?
No. So it's one email. His email ends in sbcglobal.net.
Oh, SBC
but
Global.
He uses Yahoo Mail or Windows Mail.
Okay.
And so if he sends it out of Windows Mail on his Windows 8 laptop, which he was running Windows Mail on, it comes through normally with his normal email address. If
All
he
right.
sends, yeah.
So let's do this. SBCglobal.net, we're finding all over the place here in Connecticut, is ending people's mailboxes randomly. Okay?
Okay.
So you should tell him this. Let's just assume it's him, not you, even though
yep.
I think it's you.
Okay.
But let's say it's him. You got to call him and say, look, whoever his name is, SBCglobal.net is being literally randomly turned off. We've been hearing it from accounts. We've had even employees at TAB who have got that mailbox where their account literally was just shut off. Randomly, because SBC Global hasn't existed as an entity for like
right.
15 plus
yep.
years. He needs to change that mailbox. So okay. number one, just have him do that because it's going to happen to him anyways. It's either going to happen to him without any kind of warning, and he's going to have to scramble and set up all his new
right.
connections
exactly.
to Netflix. Okay. It has to be fixed. So have him do that now and then test it. If it was him, the problem will go away. But also check your system for Daum Mail. It doesn't make any sense that yours would say that.
So when you say check my system, what am I checking? Because, I mean, I have searched. I don't.
I know. I hear you. I'm not sure exactly because you can have some sort of. This is a service from. It's a Korean email service.
Right. I looked that up and that's all that I saw.
Yeah. The weird thing that it's showing up and saying you're using a Korean email. Wait a minute.
And I have also run Malwarebytes to see if, you know, something infected something.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. This is a known Yahoo warning here, what we've found here.
I didn't see that.
Yikes, interesting. Well, we're going to put a link here from Yahoo Answers.
Okay.
They kind of address this oddity.
Okay, I'll look.
It technically, maybe it is him. I apologize for thinking it's you.
No, that's okay.
But I thought it was him. We're going to put the link up here that is from Yahoo. You can read it and see if there's anything that will help you there. But it doesn't really matter. He needs to get a new email box,
right?
Because SBC Global will be flipping these things off randomly on you, on people, and that's what we've seen.
So do you suggest like just a Gmail account for people that are just, you know, basic email users?
If you don't mind your email being read. I wouldn't recommend any cloud service like that. We recommend ProtonMail or HushMail. These are free third-party mail systems that are a little more secure, a little more encrypted. One of them is out of Switzerland, and the other one's out of Canada.
Okay.
But if you want, you know, another cloud-based solution like Gmail, you can.
Okay.
But I would rather you consider either getting your email from your internet provider. So he must use Cox, Comcast, or Frontier. He can use their mail systems. He's already paid for them. And if he utilizes those mailboxes, he can configure the spam settings from within the configuration so that he can get some protections. Or he should set up his own through the other services I mentioned. We linked those for a past couple times. But Gmail is going to have this, could have the same type of issues as Yahoo Mail and others. They could just change or turn off your account anytime you want. It's free.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
Thank you for your help this morning.
All right, Linda. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Dom Mail. That's a weird one.
Korean.
Yeah, it's some sort of spam. It doesn't make any sense that when he sends it, it comes out looking like it's coming from this Korean email system.
Well, I like the link that comes up with the cryptographs. You can't really, unless you're Korean, you wouldn't know what they mean.
Yeah, right. That is kind of interesting. It makes it harder for us to troubleshoot. But I would have guessed it was on her side, but maybe I was wrong. Clearly, I was wrong. All right, so we're going to be here until about 11 o'clock. I guess I'll take this question real quick from Don in Newington. Hey, Don, we have to hold you over to the news, but what's your question?
Oh, it wasn't a question. I was adding my 2 cents that I learned from you guys, actually, with the malware bytes, just to remind people that when they do have a problem, whatever, and they go to reboot, make sure that they're, you know, disconnected from the net, just so you don't reinfect.
Good point. Yeah, run your scan when you're disconnected from the internet. That is a good point, Don. Thanks for bringing that up.
Okay, no problem. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, he's right. You know, if you're connected to the internet, the malware is going to try to fight to stay alive as you scan. You reboot, you're connected again, the malware might just reinfect yourself. But he's right. Download the tool, run the scan, disconnect it, and see if you can get a nice, clean configuration. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We got three lines open for you guys, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Our resident groupie's on the line. We'll get to him after the break. So hang on, Danny. And everything we've talked about today has been posted, tweeted, and Facebooked. So if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, you can go over there and get into your news feed again if Zuckerberg deems it worthy. And also, think about this, too. We're podcasted on radio.com. And so you can listen to our show anytime you like via the podcast over at WTIC or radio.com. Just find the Computer Talk with Tab podcast and tune us in anytime. You know, how cool is that? You can listen to Geek Talk whenever you want. So we'll be there for you. And, of course, Mike G's doing all this live for us as we go through the show. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.